Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's Atlas II events call on Monday, the 27th of January 2014 at 1600 UTC. On today's call, we have Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Roberto Gaetano, Juan Manuel Rojas, Sylvia Herlein-Leiter, José Arce, Darlene Thompson, Jordi Iparagir, Natalia Enciso, Judith Hellerstein, Rafit Fatani, Fatima Cambronero, Garth Brun, Dev Anand-Tilak-Singh. We have apologies today noted from Sandra Hoferichter. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I have not left anyone off the attendance list. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Tijani.
Thank you, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the call of the subgroup about the events of the summit. Today the call will be shorter than the others because there is a few things that we will discuss. So perhaps we will not take the whole hour. The first thing we will speak about are the themes of the London Summit. We spoke about them before. We did a survey for the group, for this group, so that everyone give its ranking of the themes that were selected by the ALSs, and unfortunately not a lot of you took the survey. The final ranking according to this survey is the list that you will find just before this table. If you go voilà, you have them here, themes of the breakout groups. So we took the themes from the survey. We did the survey, another small survey in this working group, in this subgroup, and we come up with this new order of them. So I took here the five first one. I am giving them to you. I am sure you will not say anything because you did, for those who took the survey, they will find it here. So for those who didn't take it, so I don't know what they can say here. But I give it as if it is agreed by this subgroup. And in the next meeting of the organizing committee, I will present it as the option of this subgroup. If there is any comment on that, Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you very well.
Ah, thank you. I just wanted to put it to the record, as Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, an individual, not the chair of the ALAC, that I'm very pleased with the themes of the breakout groups. I think they really are very worthy subjects, and they're very much at the moment the priorities, that's the word. Oh, goodness, that was hard to find. The priorities of the day and the priorities of the year, really. I really look forward to the work starting in those breakout groups and the themes to be followed. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Any other comment? Okay, Sylvia. Okay, so this will be the proposal of this subgroup to the organizer committee, and I will submit it as our proposal. This is for the point number two. The point number three. No, this was the point number three. The point number four is the schedule, the summit schedule. And for the summit schedule, we will scroll down a little bit. Moment. And it is here now. So the summit schedule didn't change Only last time, if you remember, we spoke about the interaction with the SO and AC chairs. And we found that we cannot do it at the opening. We cannot do it in the showcase because it will take time. And we agreed that we need to find other things. And I thought about it. I am proposing you, and I proposed also to Heidi, and I'm waiting for her feedback, that we try to, voilà, the blue one, the two blue ones that I added here, that we add two sessions in the morning, 8:10 to 8:15, to have an interaction with two SO and AC chairs per session. Because I think that 20 minutes is enough for an SO or AC chair to address the Atlas II attendees. And if we do it one shot, it will be long. So we have to begin very early, which is not easy for everyone. And if we do it in two parts, it will be easier for everyone, and also for the SO and AC chairs. This is a proposal. Assuming that we will find an agreement with the meeting team to give us the large room from 8, more or less from 8 to 9 for Tuesday and Wednesday. So I am seeking your point of view. Olivier, please. Olivier? You are muted.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It takes a little while to unmute. It's Olivia speaking. Just asking, I have two questions actually on this. The first one is to do with the fellowship, basically. I was under the impression that the fellows were going to be able to meet with our ELSs, and I didn't quite know whether we have an answer on this. We did ask Heidi for it.
Olivier? This is Heidi.
Heidi, please, yes.
Yes, and on the fellowship, again, for everyone, this is not the at-large mentorship program that is being spoken about. This is another program that would be an ICANN mentorship program, and it's still being developed, and it's moving in the right direction, and I hope to have an announcement this week even.
No, it's Olivier speaking. This is not my question. My question was to do with the fellowship. The fellows? The fellows have meetings. Janice is organizing every morning. The fellowship takes place between 7 o'clock and 8:30 usually. And I was under the impression that our ALSs could meet with the fellows, at least on some of the sessions like they have in the past. And I don't know whether you have any feedback on that.
So on that one, again, that's open. So we just need to make sure that there's a large enough room. And we're meeting with the meeting team this morning at my time, so you can have a response later today on that.
Okay, thank you. So that's Olivia speaking again. That was the first question. The other one, the second question, Tijani, was what format, if the SO and AC chairs addressing the summit participants are to move ahead, would you have a specific format that you'd like this to happen as, or is this group going to define it? Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. So for your first concern, I am afraid it will be difficult to add to the 40 fellows 160 minimum summit attendees. It will be a very large group, and I don't know how the interaction can be done in such a large group, assuming that we will find the room that will accommodate all of us. This is the first point. The second point, our interaction with the SO and AC chairs is different from the interaction of the fellows, because the fellows are beginners, they don't know anything. And they are not supposed to know what is ICANN, what's about ICANN. So the SO and AC chairs come there to explain them what's their constituency do, what their constituency do. For us, for the Atlas Summit group, we are a level, a layer above, I think, because since you are ALS, you are supposed to already know what are the constituencies of ICANN and how ICANN works. So we need perhaps more detailed information from the SONDCs than the fellows. So this is a second difference. I don't think that it is useful to share with the fellows any session. We can meet with them because they are part of the ICANN, because they will benefit from interacting with the summit, yes, but not we cannot share with them a session to have information from the SONDC's chairs. This is for the first point. For the second point, you asked about the format. I think that it will be an interaction. So the chair will speak first, so explain something. Perhaps we can even lead his exposé, his presentation. We can tell him what we are expecting from him, and then let people ask him questions. This is how I see it, because the main thing is that our community, at large community, knows better about those constituencies, and that's why we need this interaction. Fatima, please.
Thanks, Ishani. This is Fatima for the record. And thank Heidi for the clarification. The mentoring program is a different program than the ICANN Fellowship program. I will post in the Adobe the wiki page of the mentoring program, and I am receiving comments and feedback for improve that draft. This is the wiki. And Tishani, can you include in the schedule the mentoring program? It will run from Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m. Can you include that, please?
Yes, thank you, Fatima. I received your mail and didn't answer on time because I was abroad. But I answered this morning your email explaining how I see it. Mentoring for me is helping someone from one to another. It is not a session with all people together, because it will not be real mentoring. Mentoring is accompanying someone, is helping someone to understand, is the experience of someone given to another. This is mentoring for me. So I don't think that it is about sessions, speeches, etc. It is my point of view. I am ready to include anything. This is I am giving you my point of view, and we have to agree on anything. But I am ready to include everything we agree on. So for me, the mentoring program is a very important program, but we have to address it not as a capacity building program. There will be a capacity building program, but not during the summit. During the summit, we will focus on the work of the summit. But before the summit, to be prepared for the summit, the ALSs will be we receive a capacity building program, and you are part of the working group. And you know that we are working on, and we will make the capacity building program as close as possible to the dates of the summit, so that people will be freshly trained, if you want. So this is my comment about what you said, Fatima. But I am ready to include anything. We have to agree on it, and I am ready to do.
Can I, Tishani?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Fatima for the record. Yes, in the draft is included the mentoring program as I propose in that mentoring program, but also is a broad or a wide mentoring program that includes capacity building training. My proposal is work together with the capacity building program to avoid duplication of initiatives, because that I am proposing that, but I will receive your comments, your feedback, and we can improve that mentoring program and the capacity building proposal.
Exactly, exactly. And you are part of the working group, capacity building working group, so we are working together, no problem. And I do appreciate your energy, Fatima. It's very good. But we need not to duplicate efforts, and we need also to be consistent. But if we lose our energy in things that perhaps are not very efficient, well, I don't think it is the right way. So we have to work together, as you said, for the capacity building. The capacity building will be done before the summit, so that people will come to the summit prepared, and the mentoring should be done before the summit and during the summit. And during the summit, I totally agree with you that we have to do the good work, because it is a good initiative, a good idea to have this mentoring, since people sometimes are lost. Even they are trained, they are lost. They don't know how to tackle things, where to go, etc. So mentoring is very good. Fatima, you have your hand up. You want to speak again?
No, Dishani, thank you very much. I will send this wiki page to the list to receive comments. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, please? So I want the feedback of Heidi about adding those morning sessions, two morning sessions. And I would like your feedback as a subgroup about the idea of making the interaction with the SO and ACs in the morning, in two morning sessions, so that they are not very very heavy. They are a little bit light sessions before starting the day, and they are efficient sessions. I will send to the meeting team this proposal and ask for the room in the morning, but after we agree on it. So I don't see anyone asking for the floor. I understand that you agree with this proposal. Heidi, can you tell me if you agree with it, or if you have any remark about it?
Well, Kajani, this is Heidi. The schedule is up to all of you. So I'm just here to pass that on to the meeting team to see if those rooms are actually available. I assume you want interpretation at that time?
Yes.
Okay. So staff are having a call with the meetings team here in a few hours, so I can ask them about that then.
Okay, I will send you the whole schedule with the needed features, as such as interpretation, the room size, etc. I will send it to you after this call.
Okay, could you send it to Carlos and Gisela as well, so Gisela could pass it on to the meetings team this morning?
Okay, okay. And I will send, after that, I will send to Nancy and Iran. Same.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, very good. So if we are in agreement about that, let's go now to the next point, which is next steps. So for next steps, I don't think that we need to have another call before Singapore, unless we have new elements. So our next step will be to inform the whole organizing committee about our proposal, this proposal with the themes. If there is something new, we will try to schedule a call. Otherwise, we will meet in Singapore. Do you have any idea about that? Do you agree with that?
Tajani, this is Heidi.
Yes, please.
Just Yeah, just a clarification. When you say meet in Singapore, you mean the entire Atlas OC, correct?
Yes.
Rather than the, okay, thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Any other comment? Okay, the next, it is not this subgroup, there is another work that will be done by the capacity building working group, which is already started, but we need now to be more prepared, because we need to adopt it in Singapore so that we start the first webinars or the first session of capacity building in April, so that we arrive to June with the whole topics of capacity building covered before the summit. Okay. So any other business? Do you have any other issue to raise? If not, I think that, as I told you, the meeting was short, 26 minutes. So if there is not another remark, another idea, another point of view, I will adjourn this meeting. And thank you very much for joining this meeting. Yes, yes, Fatima. Fatima too. Yes, Fatima. Fatima? Who is asking for the floor? Okay, I don't know. Olivier, yes, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. I wasn't asking for the floor, but then I just remembered one thing. With regards, since this is really the events and the agenda setting, I wanted to just ask, with regards to any outside events that we would like to do, such as, let's say, breakfast, lunches, dinners, this sort of thing.
Yes.
About any of this? Would there be an interest in any breakfast, in any lunch or any dinner, if we could find sponsors? We're working in the sponsorship group, of course, to find sponsors, and we would try and get as many as we can, but it's also a case of trying to see if there is any interest in this working group to schedule this.
Yes, Olivier, for sure. We are waiting for the sponsors. We are waiting for the money. Once we have a confirmation, we will schedule the dinner, the breakfast, the lunch that you can provide.
Yes, so Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. It's the sponsors are saying, well, what do you want to do? So this is really the chicken and egg scenario. We can't wait for the sponsors and the sponsors waiting for us. We need to... I mean, I've put together with the sponsor working group proposals for, I think there is a lunch. There's also a proposal, of course, for the showcase, since we always need sponsorship for the showcase, and also a proposal for dinner. There was one question as to whether it might be interesting to have a large dinner on the Saturday night, which is, you know, just before the ICANN week, basically. I don't know whether any of your group had thought about this. That's for the dinner part. For the lunch, there was an idea to do it. I think it was during one of the days of the week, or maybe during the Sunday. I don't know. Do you have any? Because I'm asked by the sponsors, well, when would you prefer to have a lunch? When would you prefer to stage the dinner? Because, of course, a sponsor will not only fund this, but will want to be involved with it as well, and it really depends on what they're doing elsewhere. A sponsor sometimes does a lunch for another part of ICANN, will not do a lunch at the same time for us. So I was hoping we can home in on specific days that we'd prefer to have possible lunch or dinner, or breakfast indeed.
Okay, thank you, Olivier. My point of view is that the best dinner day is Saturday, because it is the first day of our work, so people just starting working, and they will have the dinner so that they can network, they can speak with the others, it will help the next day. I can didn't start the week, so it is very good for us. For the lunch, I have programmed 2 hours lunch for all the days. So any day will be good for me for as a schedule planner. Huh? But as a person, I think that the lunch is a problem for me because I am working in other things, and most probably I will be in other meetings. So perhaps I will not make the lunch, but we can program a lunch for the group, for the ALSs. We can, any day will be good for me. I don't have any preference as a person. If someone here in this group have a preference, please tell us now. For breakfast, I don't prefer that we have a breakfast sponsored because morning is very tight and people are running in the morning. So any breakfast will not be efficient. We will not have everyone on the breakfast, and people just open their eyes, so they are not perhaps ready to have an efficient session. This is my point of view. Yes, Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tiffany, for that. I've noted down. So no breakfast, but lunch on any day of the week, and best dinner would be Saturday evening. Is that correct?
That's my point of view.
Okay, thanks. I've also noted in the chat, people are asking whether participants will arrive already on Friday evening. As far as I understand, and Heidi, please confirm this with us, but the working day will be Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all the way up to Thursday, isn't it?
Correct. This is Heidi. So everyone is going to be arriving on the Friday prior to the start. So the first full working day is Saturday. And then depending on flight, people will be leaving Thursday evening or Friday morning.
Right. Thank you. So effectively, a dinner on Saturday night sounds like an excellent opportunity.
I
see Jose Arce also saying plus one to Saturday night. And Sylvia Herlane as well. So, okay. Thanks very much, Tijani. Thanks, everyone. I'll come back then to the group with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Any other comment? If there is not, thank you very much, and see you soon on other calls. Our subgroup will not have any call before Singapore. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sylvia. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining.